Paul O'Donnell, head coach of Northwest Vipers. This is a huge weekend for all involved with your club. The City of Derry Rugby Club is the venue. 2 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. It's the highly anticipated AFI Division 1 Harp Bowl semi-final. Your opposition, the West Dublin Rhinos. So just tell us the magnitude of this occasion for all connected with the Vipers. How big a game is this?
Chris, it is a massive game. It's probably the biggest game the Vipers have had in maybe 10 years. And if you look at our sort of performance over the last few years, we've sort of been very hit and miss. This year has been a dream season. We've gone from strength to strength, and I just see this as a massive step, hopefully, to get us to the final in the Harp Bowl itself in Athlone on the 18th of July. But it's massive.
Now, tell me just the structure of the league here. How does it work? How many games do you have to play to sort of get to where you are now?
Yeah. So the there are eight teams in the league in our division, the AFI Division 1, playing for the Harp Bowl. So we would play eight games. We started off in Derry itself, and unfortunately we didn't get off to the best start. I think we were just trying to gel and trying to sort of iron out a few wee tweaks or a few wee sort of issues. So now I'm not taking away from the team that we were playing. The South Dublin Panthers, very good team, had come down last year from the Shamrock Bowl Conference. So we start off with a loss. And in my head, if I'm perfectly honest, I was thinking, here we go again. And fair play to the lads. They absolutely turned around and we won the next seven in a row. So we finished the season joint first with the South Dublin Panthers on 7-1. But because they beat us, they were the first seed and we're the second seed. But that still means home field advantage in the playoffs. So we definitely want to get as many people out in the Derry Donegal area to sort of roar the lads on, cheer the lads on, and just show the whole league what how we are and who we are up here in the north, in the quiet northwest, and really just make a mark.
Yeah, and it's going to be, I see, a sort of a family orientated day as well. There's going to be a bit of razzmatazz about the whole occasion.
Chris, we're all about the razzmatazz. Look, it can be a long enough game to watch, and we do understand that. Look, we're for the community. We want to try and sort of develop our fan base. We want to have a bit of fun as well too, both on the pitch and off the pitch. So we have sort of modelled it around a sort of family fun day. So there's bouncy castle, there's food there, there's music, all that sort of stuff too. So we're trying to sort of get a catch-all scenario for families and kids and long-time fans of American football, just to get out and support the lads, support the Vipers now on Saturday. And as I say, hopefully cheer us on to the Harp Bowl final in Athlone in 2 weeks from that, on the 18th.
Now tell me the Northwest Vipers, the current setup, how many players would there be involved? Have you new players who've joined you this season? Is it a settled squad or is it a mixture of young or old? What tell us a bit about the personnel.
Yeah, it's I would say we've about 30, 60, 40 players. Age range is from, we have a lot of youth players that have come through our youth sort of setup over the last few years, and they've really come on really strong and definitely bolstered the team over the last few years. We have a few imports, we call them, guys that we got. One we got him from America, and one that he was coming over here, he's American as well too. So we all together, we have three Americans. We have another American guy on the coaching staff, but we have a wide range of experienced guys who've been playing the game at various levels. One of the guys in particular, he played in Germany for a while. We have guys who have played in the higher divisions as well too. So a good mix, a good sort of range of experience and knowledge, and sort of athletic ability. So we've gelled really, really well. I haven't seen this sort of bonding as tight as this over in the last. I've been playing this now and sort of coaching for the last 10 years roughly altogether, and it's probably the strongest I've seen us since that time. But it's going really well. The guys are really sort of buying under the whole sort of culture change and the sort of the approach that we have, where we're analysing things, we're working on game tape, we're working on two days a week training, rather than the one that we've had in the past. So there's a great buy-in, there's a great sort of uniformity and bond with the guys themselves. So it's all looking good. It's all looking good.
And traditionally, the North West Vipers, you've drawn your playing pool has been from Derry, Donegal, Tyrone. I suppose in terms of establishing the club and making it grow, what about your home base? I mean, you've played in a different number of locations over those years. Is this a case of sort of consolidating at the moment? Are most of your games at the City of Derry Rugby Club?
They aren't. This is our first game this year. We're hopeful. We need a home. We need somewhere that is close to the city, that's close to Donegal, that offers a wee bit more sort of security, I'll say security, and it offers us lots of options with regard to people getting there. The committee are working really, really hard to secure places with us, and they're looking at many, many options. But there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes that, as you know yourself, a lot of that isn't seen, and it's not realised what's involved with setting the club up, with running the club. On the pitch is one thing, but there's the finance side of things, sponsorships. There are sort of progressions and sort of projects that we're working on from funding perspective. So there's a whole lot of sort of levels and layers to building the club, and the pitch obviously is one of those sort of layers that we're trying to get right. I know we've been moving around a few places over the last few years, but I think with this more solid team and with the opportunities that we have and the season we've had, we're going to start seeing that sort of increase and that improving, and everything coming good at the one time.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, you know, costs, travel, the gear, it all mounts up. What about your own interest in the sport? Where did that all stem from initially?
Well, I started watching around 1985, 86, where I followed the Chicago Bears, who were the Super Bowl champions at the time. And I sort of watched it for about 5 or 6 years. I fell out of that because I was going to university. So about 10 years ago now, when I was about 44, I saw the Vipers. At the time, they were called the Donegal Derry Vipers. They were on Facebook, and they were doing really well. They just won the AFI 2, I think it was, bowl. So they had been promoted up to AFI, at the time, AFI 1, from the second division. So I thought, I'll give it a go, see how we get on. I'm probably too old, and, you know, I'll sort of pass myself by a date, but, you know, but got in there, was playing away, loved it, absolutely loved it. And just with the Vipers and with the lads, there's such a good feeling. There's such a sort of a bond between us that I've been involved ever since. Do you know what I mean? I've been on the committee, I've been playing for a few years, even came back there last year for 3 games. Sort of regret that now, looking back. When in my mind I thought it was running very fast, but I found out that it actually wasn't. and decided it's time to maybe move upstairs and maybe focus my efforts on trying to bring the youth up through, trying to sort of show the players a new way of doing things or a different way, and I'm trying to sort of instill my thoughts and my sort of motivations on them from this side of things. I also do a bit of work for the last 5 years or so on the AFI board, so the American Football Ireland board. I do a wee bit of coaching as well with the under-19s Wolfhounds, which is the national team. So I quite busy and sort of spend a lot of time doing a lot of good work for the AFA and for the Vipers. But look, it's all worthwhile. I love it.
Yep. Now, finally and briefly, Paul, it's on Saturday, 2 o'clock, City Derry Rugby yep. Club. It's the Harp Bowl semi-final, Northwest Vipers against the West Dublin Rhinos. If you win this, if you get to the final, just how big a boost could this be for the whole club?
This would be an immense boost for the whole club, because it's the final is a doubleheader on in Dubarry Park in Athlone, and that would be the Harp Bowl final. Would be played then the Shamrock Bowl final, which is like the pinnacle of American football in Ireland. So it would be a doubleheader. It's in a fantastic stadium. We've played there. We've had the Shamrock Bowl and the doubleheader there for the last 2 years. It's just a fantastic day out. It's, you know, there's all sorts of things there going on. There's acrobatic planes and everything. It's fantastic. But from a club perspective, this is definitely drives us forward. This will get us sort of on the map, and all of a sudden we know that we'll start seeing development going from this. More people will be looking to get involved. More people will be looking to, you know, if not playing, maybe coaching. So that's going to push the levels up. It's going to sort of get this whole sort of motion moving forward, because obviously my own and the club's goals are to attain and reach the highest level in Ireland in American football through the Shamrock Bowl Conference. So we're looking to build and develop that team. This is an immense step towards that, and it's so, so important for myself, but also and more so for the lads. They've put their heart and soul into this season. They've been watching tape, they've been going to the gym, they've been eating well, they've been hydrating, they've been working their socks off on the on and off the training field. So they have a lot invested, and a lot of time, a lot of sort of effort, and a lot of sweat, blood and tears and laughter and the whole thing. So this is about pushing the club forward, developing people, and bringing, I know this sounds a wee bit sort of cliche, but it's bringing positivity to this part of the country, because we have so much to celebrate, and we sort of get overlooked a wee bit. This is our chance to actually show people from around the country, this is who we are, this is what we can do, and this is how good we are.